Hey, I hope everyone is good, hoping everyone is well. I have been on a long hiatus for good reason, but I also want to speak of honesty in this moment right now. Life has been lifing, but God has been guiding too. A lot of things that I have been praying for has come to fruition, and it has come in abundance. The funny thing about God is that God doesn't ask us when we want things to happen. It's on God's time. And so when he inserts the answered prayer, God does so in a way that we just have to adjust and walk through with what he, our God, has given us. I felt like I was in a preparation season, and many of you have intimately shared your prayers with God and invoked some form of strength, wisdom, and also space to receive what it is that you need to receive. But also in the process of things with bigger and better coming, you also notice that time management is at stake, and that is honestly what's been happening for me, and it's okay. I really had to take a moment to get myself together, because one thing that I know about the purpose is that it's not about me, it's about God. And I wanted to really get back to the podcast itself and sharing some nuggets, some things that I have been learning in the last couple of months or so. This was a journal entry that I had written in the midst of my hiatus, and I wanted to share it with you, because while I was feeling down on myself about not being able to check all the boxes with everything that began in the beginning, I decided to give myself grace and knew that I needed to take out some time for me. And via the title of this podcast episode, it is Perhaps You Need Rest. Now, whatever journey you find yourself in, I want you to remember something. We often want to rush the process, but then get upset when it's not happening soon enough for us. I have a little story to share that correlates to what I want to explain. So, years ago, I wanted to learn how to sew, but mainly because I wanted to know how to fix my children's pants hemming and also adjusting the waist, because it was always something. So one day I went to the store and I purchased me a sewing machine. And I'll be straight up and honest with you, I don't read instructions. I bought that thing. And so I connected everything and realized I didn't know how to thread the needle or the thread into the needle. And so I quickly watched a YouTube video on how to thread and get everything together. So anyway, the suggestion was to practice stitching on some fabric. And so I did. And I did it for, you know, a little while until I felt like I knew what I was doing. So I said, I got it, you know, and I went for a pair of old pants that my kids had that I was going to hem, and I put it in. I went to go sewing and it got stuck. The needle got stuck and I got frustrated because I just knew I knew what I was doing. And so I had to try to adjust everything to take the needle out, and I cut the thread. And I looked on the back and the thread had riveled. It was like, it was a mess. It was unprofessionally a mess. Pride. Pride did not allow me to read up on or watch a video on how to make this thing happen. So I decided I was going to self-teach myself how to sew. So I got my little piece of fabric and I did me a straight line. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I got this. So I went back to the pants and it did it again. If I had just turned on a YouTube video, I would have learned that there is a vast difference between the thickness of a little thin piece of fabric and a thick piece of hemming pants. And this is why my thread was doing what it was doing and why the needle was getting stuck. Why did I share that story? Because I missed the process of learning. And that is why when I say we often want to rush the process and then get upset when it's not happening soon enough, is because we are not wanting to go through the process of learning. Many of us in our journey find ourselves wanting to learn more, wanting to read more, wanting to gain new insight on things. You may be an avid YouTube watcher, watching someone that you look up to talk about a journey, or even watching someone on social media and their way of connecting makes you feel like, wow, they understand, and so you want to gain that wisdom. But with gaining that wisdom, we often feel that we know enough, and so we can go through the process of it quickly. But it doesn't work out that way. Because I say this often, in order to really go through the process of a journey, we gotta feel all of the emotions. I remember going through my journey, and I was often taken aback by the ups and the downs of the journey. The moments of where I felt happy and I felt content with myself, I felt like I was moving forward, and then a week later, sinking back into depression and being upset. My moment of happiness made me feel like I was going in the right direction, but it was a temporary happiness that was only gained by the things that were happening around me, being around friends, being in happy spaces. But once I got home, I was back to feeling down. It's important to note that while going through the process, you know that you are coming out of it when the environment that you are around, even though it fluctuates and changes, you are not changing. And I use that as an example again. When I felt like I was going through that journey and I was doing good, third parties is what made me feel some form of fulfillment and happiness. Being around people that I liked and loved gave me joy. But then when I got home and those people left and there was absence, I was back to my same self because I wasn't dealing with what was going on with me. Those things became fillers, and it's important that we understand what a filler is for us and that we forge through our journey, understanding that we have to be able to operate in whatever environment and whatever comes our way in order to fulfill the journey. And perhaps the journey with what we are dealing with requires us to learn more about our what and our why. For example, did you figure out why it is that you are so forgiving when people hurt you and do not reciprocate what it is that you give to them? Did you learn why it is so easy for you to become angry, or why you shift blame when others are really trying to talk to you and make sense of your emotional irrationality? Did you really sit and think about why it is that you were the one hurting other people when they didn't ask to be hurt, or better yet, you kept bleeding on individuals nonstop? And when they told you to stop, you still began to bleed and bleed and bleed on top of them. Why is your happiness connected to how other people make you feel rather than being connected to yourself and feeling what happiness means to you? These are all valid questions that need to be answered in the middle of the journey. See, if you bypass that, you miss the importance, and really you didn't heal, and really you didn't grow, and really there is no wisdom to gain afterwards, because guess what? You are still the same person that you were when you started. You gained nothing. At this point, you are pretending. And you are just moving through life thinking you got it all figured out. Baby, it's gonna get ugly before it gets better. Just like with my sewing episode, I let pride get before me. I thought I knew it all. I thought I knew what I was doing sitting in that space, because I could see the potential of the outcome of what it would look like of me hemming some pants. I had this great idea that if I skipped the process and got to the end of it, that I was going to do everything correctly. But it took me to make mistakes because I let my ego and my pride get in the way. That I had to go back, watch, read, and learn in order to understand how to do it correctly. And I also want to note that successful people fail many times. No one gets it right the first time around. I'm going to repeat that, okay? Successful people failed many times, and no one gets it right the first time around. In the process of whatever you are going through, whether it is a journey of self-actualization and coming to terms with how you really are and wanting to change some things, whether there is a journey of healing through brokenness in a relationship, a loss in a person, whatever that may be, I want you to remember to don't give up, but give it time. Because often when we don't see the results, we give up. It's just like, you know, when I think about maintaining the body and working out, y'all, you know that's a process. You cannot lift weights or do exercises for a week and just think that you about to be snatched up or that you are about to be popping with the muscles. It takes time, and you have to be able to sit in the moment, the weeks and the months, to be able to see the ending result. And many of us are impatient because we are in the society of microwave, put it in, take it out, boom, boom, it's ready. But the reality of our lives is that it never happens that way. And when you are going through what you are going through, baby, you got to sit through it and you have to take it in. I want you to be mindful with your feelings as well. I tell you, over and over, the things that we tell ourselves is the things that it will become. In your journey, if you're finding that it's not coming fast enough and you find yourself telling yourself that you'll never get to that point of sufficiency, or that you never can do anything right, or that nothing good happens for you, that you say shall happen. You have to speak life over your life and circumstances. You do not speak with a tongue of negativity, one that already shuts you off from the opportunity to succeed and to show up differently. And the beautiful thing about a personal journey is that many times it's not sitting in the space of counting the days, the months, or the years of the journey. It's that in the journey, you are finding many nuggets and learning about yourself in situations. For example, in my personal healing journey, what I found about myself is that I was stubborn. Very stubborn in the beginning, because someone telling me that I showed up this way or that I may have done this thing made me feel like, how you know me? I know me better than anybody else. But what I had to realize is that they were perceiving me in all honesty and how I showed up. They were engaging with me outside of myself, and so I had to consider the fact that many people telling me things about me had to be correct because they didn't talk to each other. They were not in close proximity to each other. They were having different types of relationships with me, friends, family members, but they were saying the same thing. And I realized that in that beginning journey, I was stubborn to see exactly who I was. And so that's why it is important for you to pinpoint and understand and know just who you are and be honest. Because see, we can't fix a lie. I want to say that again. We cannot fix a lie. A lie is a lie all by itself, and it will turn into more of a lie. And many times a lie don't really need no fixing, because once we put that lie out, we seem to believe it. And then again, there's a string of lies that goes beyond it. There is no truth in a lie. And also, while you go throughout this journey, you'll find that you're different. I spoke about this before, that a lot of the ways in which you show up is different. And it's going to take some time to get adjusted to the new you. That is why it's important to don't give up, but give it time. Because it is going to be foreign to you, and you'll probably feel like you are entering into imposter syndrome, where because it's so outside of you, you don't even recognize yourself and you think you're pretending. But the new part of you is showing up, and you just have to let it be for what it is. Many people will see you different as well, but do not let the opinions of others make you feel that you showing up differently is against you. And may I add as well that in your journey, find your safe space. If you are reluctant to share and talk to other people in your journey, in the crux of when it's at its worst, that's acceptable and okay. Write down your thoughts and be honest with yourself about what it is that you're feeling and what it is that you're going through. Monitor your feelings as well. I think that is so important. Because on Wednesday, I was feeling content and okay. But on Thursday, I had a bad day. And I noticed that this happened, that I got irritated when someone did this. On Friday, I felt in the middle. I didn't necessarily have a bad day, but I didn't have a good day. And I'll explain this in context by writing this. When we write down our thoughts, later we get a chance to read them. And see, here's the thing too. Sometimes when we are in the middle of something, when we are present in the moment, and we allow our emotions to flow or write them down, we're so relative to what it is then that reading it later gives us an entire viewpoint of how we really, really felt. And I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you've written something that is just emotional and you go back and you read it, you still can like relive how you was feeling, you know, by reading. But it also gives you, again, a bigger space of how you felt. And you can even write notes with what your journal entry was. More cohesive notes. More descriptions of what that made you feel like when you read it, and then what you learned about yourself as well. Also, use prayer and meditation as a daily ritual if that is your choosing, but don't do it just to make yourself feel halfway fulfilled in the moment. And I want to explain that. Often when we get to the lowest point of our lives, then we want to enter God into the chat room, right? Between him and us, or between God and us. And we now want to recite and audibly open up the feelings that we're having. And we pull for God to do this miraculous miracle in the changing of our circumstance and our life. And often we do it temporarily to fulfill this brokenness that we feel in our heart, in our mind, and in our bodies. And after the prayer, many of us feel better. We got to let it out. And then when things seem to be forming and it looks good, we forget to practice the ritual of prayer and meditation, because prayer and meditation became a filler for us to distract us and making us feel that everything was okay. So I'm going to repeat this again. And listen, you can also insert whatever it is that you do in temporary mode with this statement as well. Use prayer and meditation as a daily ritual if that's of your choosing, but don't do it just to make yourself feel halfway fulfilled in the moment. Anything that you feel that you need to practice in order to give you some form of complacency in life, to get you to the next level, continue to do it. If it makes you feel better by meditating, continue to practice meditation and don't stop because in that moment, for 3 days, you felt great. It's an ongoing thing. Your relationship with God should be ongoing. You shouldn't just go to Him when you need God to fulfill and bless you with something because you are at your lowest point. And may I add as well, do not use other people to fulfill the void in your journey, because they too become fillers. And you give them this temporary hope that you have now appeared in their lives and you have been that person also that they need, and then you disappear. As people, let's be honest. Sometimes we pull on the need for things in order for us to survive. But less often do we sit with ourselves in order for us to know how to survive. If you depend on things and people, it becomes a handicap and you never know your full potential because you never tried to dig into you, to seek help from you, and to depend solely on you. I want to recap and give this to you. You just need rest. Do not give up in the process. Also, don't rush the process and get upset when you haven't learned what it is that you need to learn. You'll keep relooping these things over and over. It's not a mistake once you've done it a second time. You're just not learning the lesson. Perhaps pride and ego has gotten in the way, and you need to sit with yourself and learn the lesson this time instead of thinking that you know it all, because you don't. The journey that we are all dealing with requires us to learn more about our what and our why. If writing is your thing, if journaling is what you do, I encourage you in the moments when you are writing your thoughts to go back later, read it, and make notes about what you found out through your writing prompts. What it felt like for you to read your authentic words in that moment. And did it bring up the feelings that you had when you first initially wrote down in your journal? Remember that successful people have failed many times. No one gets it right the first time around. Be mindful with your feelings when you are going through the journey. There will be ups, there will be downs. You are not a perfect being. You are human. We are entitled to have emotions. But don't snap on other people and don't use people and things as feelers in order for you to feel better about you. Okay? So the episode. Perhaps you just need rest. I hope you got something out of it. Know that your journey is yours and yours alone. There are lessons to be learned in this journey, and the middle is the most important, and that is when the journey has nuggets and has lessons, and also where you'll find the little errors in you that just needs to be adjusted. We are all imperfect creatures, and the more that you understand that you'll never be perfect, but you'll be perfect enough in the way that you show up, you'll understand you more. Thank you. Hope this episode again has been food for the soul with a little bit of seasoning on it. And if you are new to the podcast or not, remember to tap in to Season Dialogue on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I want to thank you so much for just spending these 25 and some odd minutes with me. And thank you for just being present. All right, y'all. Bye-bye.